Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning? And good morning, listeners, as well.
Haven't spoken for a couple of weeks. Last time we chatted, we spoke about the Australia Day services. That was a great event at the Burnie Arts and Function
Centre. It really
was.
It was a fantastic event. So a big congratulations to the Australia Day Committee and Councillor Ken Dorsey for getting that up and running. It was a great day, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ken does a wonderful job on Australia Day, doesn't he?
He really does. He absolutely loves it. It's his baby. And, you know, it really goes to show because it's a fantastic event.
Last year we had Shane Howard from Goanna. This year we had Brian Ritchie from the Violent Femmes.
The Violent Femmes fame. So, and of course, the Mona Museum now where he is. So that was wonderful and it was great having him there and, you know, it was an honour really. I mean, the Violent Femmes have been around for a long time and, yeah, it was great to have him in Burnie.
Now, going back to late last year, we spoke about the fundraiser for local lad Tark and Winehouse that we lost late in 2020. Strong community response to the high suicide rate, and that's where Speak Up, Stay Chatty come in. But that was a good fundraiser, wasn't it? I think you walked that late October, started at the Burnie Sports Centre and made your way to Table Cape. How did that go?
Yeah, that's correct, Lee. It was fantastic. We got so much good response and a positive response from what we did. And, you know, I guess the main thing, Lee, out of that run, we had lots of entrants and things, but it got people talking. So it got all the young people talking about suicide and about mental health and learning about, you know, where they can contact, what organisations they can contact and things like that. And most importantly, talking to each other and their family. So it was a really successful run. So, of course, we're running it again this year, but we'll do it as part of the Burnie Shines events, and it'll be run on October 30, Lee, which is, of course, will also be Tarkin's one-year anniversary, so quite significant this year.
You were hinting that you were going to try to make it an annual event, so it's good that it's come to fruition.
Yes, we certainly are. So, you know, I think it needs to be, not only just to keep Tarkin's name alive, but for all the young people that we've lost, not only on the Northwest Coast, Lee, but in Tasmania. So it's really important to get the word out, which is what we want to do, you know, about getting young people talking and you know, I guess stopping suicide.
And there's people and there's institutions out there that can help. Lifeline, Beyond Blue, Speak Up, Stay Chatty. There's a whole raft of those.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're doing all the funds raised will help Speak Up, Stay Chatty this year, and that'll continue to spread the message across the community that it's okay to not be okay and to seek help when you need it. So, you know, we're really excited to team up with Speak Up, Stay Chatty to do that for them.
And you do have a Facebook page set up as well,
We do have the Run for Tarkin Facebook page, so you can get on there, have a look. We've also got some merchandise and stuff there as well that you can purchase. And as I said, all funds raised go to Speak Up, Stay Chatty this year. So and for all the years to come, I expect, Lee, that I'll be doing this till, you know, till I'm about 90. I probably won't be running it when I'm 90, but I can't run it now. It's a fair distance.
You'll be able to bring your walking frame when that
I'll
time
bring my
comes.
Walking frame. Yeah, it'd be good. And this year, of course, we're starting from the semicolon garden in the Burnie Park.
And that's about the facility, the Burnie Park there, where you have Into the Shadows.
Into the Shadows, Into the Light, walk. So we've got the semicolon garden there, which we've got a plaque there for Tarkin. And, of course, all the other, you know, sadly, all the other people that we have lost to suicide in the community. So we'll start from there and, of course, run it to the Table Cape Lookout, which was Tarkin's favourite spot. And then we'll head back to the Somerset Basketball Club for our sort of barbecue and celebration.
A warm good morning to Tarkin's parents and also his friends.
Yes,
was a great fundraiser.
Yeah, it really was. And they've been incredible in letting us sort of, I guess, take this into the open community. And I think they're really, really happy, you know, that we are spreading the word and hopefully saving young people.
Well said. And well done to Caden Bracken and everyone that was associated with that fundraiser.
Yeah, no one runs like Caden Bracken, like a fun runner. He's fast.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
He's very fast. He's very good.
He's pretty good on his feet.
He is.
And the Bites, Brews and Rally Cars is back on the Burnie waterfronts in two Saturdays' time.
Very excited about this, Lee. We haven't had a Bite and Brew for quite a while, I guess, especially with COVID. So really looking forward to this event right on the Burnie waterfront.
And tickets are limited due to the COVID restrictions. So you can book online at burnietickets.com.au. And that'll be on Saturday, the 27th of February. And it coincides with the Hellier Northwest Rally of Champions.
Yes.
Now, they'll form a multi-stage tarmac rally designed to provide, I'd say, fierce closed rows competition on the Murchison Highway there, and a waterfront Burnie finish to celebrate. So during the single day of competition, the drivers and navigators with their competition-prepared cars are set to travel through 7 closed road stages, about 150k tarmac trek. So
I know,
it's going
to
be
exciting.
On for
I'd love to be in one of those cars, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. And something Bernie's never seen before either, Lee.
Let's hope the weather is fine, of course.
Yes.
But the Helier Northwest Rally of Champions, followed by Bernie Bright and Brew from 5 o'clock. So we've got a book, and it's only $5.
It's only $5, Lee. Look, and I went online and booked my ticket last night. I'm just going to head along to BernieTickets.com.au. So as I said, only $5. And, you know, it's going to be a great now. As you said, it coincides with the finish of the rally. But also we've got tunes from the Coachmen, Lee. Fantastic band on the Northwest Coast. A bit of atmosphere and, of course, we've got local brews and hot street food as well. So it's going to be a great evening.
And that's good because it's supporting local vendors, isn't it? So you'll be able to work through with a war on waste as well. I think we've had
yes.
that in attendance for the last couple of Bernie Bright and Bruce.
Yep, using single plastic. So that's what we'll be using at this event. And, you know, we all work together to do our bit for you know, to work for war on waste. Mm. So, you know, it's a community thing. And I think together we can do it. And just, it's nice to come together as a community as well, especially after, you know, what's been happening in Melbourne, I guess, with COVID. It's so nice to know that here we can have an event like this and celebrate.
And we missed the get-together last year because of the COVID situation.
That's correct.
There was a couple of cancellations, so it's nice it's back. And as you did allude to there, it's bringing food, drinks, music and people together.
That's right, you know, and it's all about being together in rough times. And I think this is going to be a fantastic event. And what a spot, Lee, to celebrate on the waterfront.
We're spoiled, aren't we?
We are very spoiled. So, you know, this is going to be, as I said, heaps of vans and things, but you can also grab an ice cream from Fish Frenzy as well, right there on the beach. So lots to do down on the waterfront.
So Bernie Bites and Brew, that's Saturday the 27th of February, starts at 5, wraps up around 10 o'clock mark.
Yes.
Make sure you jump online to bernietickets.com.au, secure your spot, $85, and we've got some further details via our community switch, 7bu.com.au, and you can also go to the Bernie City Council and also Facebook pages.
Yep, certainly can.